This is Bird Note. A chill wind ruffles a male sage sparrow's feathers as he sings atop a tall sagebrush. It's late February, a few miles from the Columbia River in central Washington. Sage sparrows are arriving north from wintering in the southwestern deserts. Unlike most songbirds, male and female sage sparrows often arrive on their nesting grounds already paired. About the size of a junco, the dapper sparrows are dressed in soft grays and browns. A dark spot centered on the white breast stands out like a stick pin. Sage sparrows forage on open ground amid the sage, running rapidly, with their tails cocked up, looking like scampering chipmunks. Through April's burst of brilliant wildflowers and summer's desiccating heat, the sage sparrow sings on. Its plaintive song seems to convey a sense of its precarious future in the West. Sage sparrows prefer to nest in areas of mature sage, where some plants are tall and densely clumped. Much of this habitat has now been converted to agriculture, or fragmented, or overrun with exotic grasses. Little of what remains is protected, but American Bird Conservancy is working to change that. Learn more and see photos when you come to birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.